is TJ Riggins Overtime.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. My wife is doing something that I'm just completely sick of, and I may just end up going off on her the next time she does it.
Ooh.
I love raisins. I think raisins are a delicious treat. It's nature's candy, for goodness sakes.
Right.
And I love them. Well, she hates them. She's disgusted by them. Every time I grab a handful of raisins to eat them, she has to throw in, gross. It's like, okay, I get it. You don't like raisins. I got it.
Yeah.
You don't have to make disgusting noises every time. What, I mean, how old are you?
Yeah, right.
You know? So next time she does it, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm pelting her with the raisins. I'm going to pelt her. Pop, pop.
Stop it. Throw them right at her.
I think she would stop after that.
I think so.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So we were asking earlier about who's the guy in your life. TJ's got a guy. TJ's got a guy who knows all the hottest shows on streaming platforms. And whenever he's without a show, which I can't imagine happens very often, he will contact this person and they'll give recommendations.
Yeah.
And it's a woman. It's not a guy.
It's a Christie.
It's a Christie. Mm-hmm. And is she good with the recommend? I mean, are they solid shows that you end up watching?
She is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but she watches every show. So she just knows the ones that Jody and I like and will recommend those. She knows not to recommend ones that we wouldn't like.
Yeah, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a guy at TJ Riggins Show on social media, what is it? Who is it? And what are they helping you with? Valerie's got a great one. And TJ, I think you can relate to this. For anything cell phone related, I've got a guy. I even put his contact number in my phone. He helps me out with everything. Updating software on my phone, storage size, things like that. Updating apps.
Yeah.
That's her guy for phone stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Riggins is mine.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, I can be your cell phone guy.
Hmm.
Doreen's got a more real world example. She said, I got a guy with fresh pork products.
Ooh.
At any given time. So you talk bacon,
yeah.
You talk pork chops, bone in, bone out, whatever. Pork belly, probably.
Yeah.
Is he a meat stick guy as well?
Probably. I bet. You know what?
Pork meat sticks.
Pork meat sticks, 100%.
Okay.
Kelly said, my 16-year-old son is my guy to reach everything in the house.
Yeah,
hey, tall. I need, and every house has one. Hopefully you've got somebody in the family that's like, oh, just call him down and get something off the top shelf. I've got two short parents, so I'm typically the guy in their house to get stuff down. Nobody said drug dealers or anything like that, which is a relief.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a relief. Christy said, we got a guy who can work on our VWs, especially the old bus we have, and he can get parts for it. He's a VW expert, known this guy since high school.
Hmm.
So you're an eccentric person if you've got an old VW bus.
Yeah. Eccentric and hippie and all the like.
All the like. Mm-hmm. And if you know somebody that's way into VWs like that, they're probably also eccentric and hippie and all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm two types of guys for several people.
Are you?
I'm a guy.
Who are you the guy for?
The guy for political news. Mm. Catch me up on what's going on with this, and... Or what do they mean by this, and this? And then I'm also the cooking guy.
Oh, yeah. Who, okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Can I substitute this for this and whatever, that kind of thing?
You're there to help.
Always.
Love that.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So if you go to the UK and you want a bag of chips, you probably want to ask for a bag of crisps. And if you want a cookie, you'll go to the bakery and you'll ask for a biscuit.
Yeah.
Right? We know those. Those are the British words for American items. Do you know what you would ask for if you wanted a dollop of whipped cream, TJ?
No.
They don't call it whipped cream in the UK. Here's what they call it. Squirty cream. I'm not making this up. This is across brands. This is not one brand. They call it squirty cream when it comes out of the
can, yeah.
With the, you know, the aerosol can. It's not Cool Whip or whipped cream. It's squirty cream. So if you want to use that in your everyday life and get crazy looks and just go, well, that's what they call it in the UK. God bless you. Do it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Riggins, is it true that you can pay someone online to cast a spell on somebody if you want them to? Because of that video you showed me with that young woman saying that she lost her $10 because she paid somebody $10 to put a hex on the Kansas City Chiefs to lose.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
Is that real? Can you do that?
Yeah. Found a witch on Etsy.
Yeah.
Because Etsy's like a eBay for like homemade crafts and homemade things.
Mm-hmm.
So witches, quote unquote, sell their services over Etsy as well. Etsy, rather.
Wow.
$9.67 she paid for a hex on the Kansas City Chiefs. How amazing is that?
Dang.
It's a deal. It's a hex. Is it going to cost you less than $10? I don't know how hexes work, but it seems cheap.
But then it didn't work. So it
didn't work.
They have a money back guarantee or anything?
I don't know. Can you get your money back from a witch? I don't know. There's so many questions.
And would you want to upset someone that you believe is capable of casting spells?
Maybe not. Well, she knows the spells don't work.
But that one didn't work.
That one didn't work.
What about the next one?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, a lot of questions there.
$10.
$10. For a hex on Etsy.
What a way to eke out a living.
You're not kidding.
You know, selling hexes.
Yeah, I mean, who's dumber? I mean, the person that making the hexes or the person that's buying them.
Yeah. The one selling them is intelligent.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to sell some hexes. That's my next gig.
No, you sell prayers.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be like if Christian people came and say, you know what? I would love to pray for your dying mother, but it's $10 to put your mom on my prayer list.
Very exclusive club.
Yeah.
And really, it's not frowned upon because you really are praying for that person. Yeah. Right. I like it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, and obviously there are no guaranteed results.
Sure.
Yeah. But people are paying for the hexes. Like they're paying for something bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
But I could do that for a couple people.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to really affect anything, the outcome of anything one way or the other. If they said, you know, my dad's girlfriend is mean, put a hex on her. I want all of her hair to fall out. Mm. Well, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. But you take that little kid's allowance money, that yard mowing money.
Yep. Yep.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Oh, this is so rich. Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. Quote, if you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world? End quote.
Hmm.
Well, why aren't you? You're rich and powerful, Jesse Eisenberg. Why don't you take as much money as you need from your grand fortune, as much money as you need to live comfortably, and then everything you have after that and everything you make after that, you spend that money doing something good in the world for other people. Why do you want to tell everybody else what they need to do with their money? Because they've got more of it? No. Start the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Mr. Fake Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he was Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about that? Take that and your lisp to the bank.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I'm hesitant to even talk about this because it gives me chills in not a good way. I got my call from my oldest brother. His name's Matt. Called me on Saturday afternoon He goes, "What's up, man?" I was like, "Well, what's going on, buddy?" He's like, "Man, listen, I just want to call and say, you know, I love you." I was like, "Oh, what? No. Oh, no. Oh, no." He went, he was like, "Yeah, I went to, you know, I'm part of this men's group at the church." He's like, you know, we're all Catholic, so he goes to this men's group. Mm-hmm. They're all guys his age, and they, it's kind of like Bible study, I think, but they also like encourage each other and physically and mentally and emotionally, they try to build each other up. They're all working out together and stuff like that. He was like, and we just got into a conversation how we don't tell our family members enough that we love them and stuff like that. Now, just to give this a little bit of context, we're a close family. We are not a family that are big on hugs and telling each other how much we appreciate. Mm-hmm. You just kind of accept that it is. That's yeah. true. And then you move on. But for him to call me and be like, "I just want to tell you I love you," I'm like, "Oh no, take it back. Please hang up the phone." And I was very appreciative of it. And I wrapped up, you know, after we talked for a while. I said, "Well, hey man, thank you for the phone call. I love you too." So, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know that yeah. he was looking for that, but it was the right thing to do. But gosh, is there just, I hate it.
Really?
I hate it. Yeah. I hate it.
My brother and I say, "I love you" every time we talk on the phone.
Yeah, I think it's just different yeah. where you grew up. We just did not express feelings of sentiment. My parents don't have pictures of us in the house. Like, they always say, "We know what you look like." You know, it's just not a outward show of affection
yeah.
is sort of the deal.
But y'all are very close, closer very, than most families.
Yeah, yeah.
But just not affectionate.
Exactly.
Or warm.
Yeah.
Or inviting.
No, we're inviting.
Or, I mean, to each other as far as inviting into a firm embrace or yeah. something no, like
please
that.
Please don't hug me. Please don't hug me. Hmm. So, yeah, it was real weird. And but I love him. Yeah. I do love
Did he
him.
Call your other brother and do the same thing?
I would imagine. Hmm. My other brother was probably like thrilled to receive that call. He's like, "I love you too." Like,
yeah.
He's like, "Shut up." This makes
so your other brother is not as cold as when yeah. it comes to that stuff as the rest of y'all.
No, because he's the middle child. He's yearning for attention and affection that he yeah. never got because uh-huh. nobody cared about him. He's the middle child. Yeah. But so I think he'll take whatever he can get.
Hmm.
Okay. But, yeah, I love him too.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
TJ, you know how you can always identify somebody by seeing their car? You can learn things about them. You always yeah. point that out. Like uh-huh. if they've got this kind of bumper sticker, this kind of make and model of a car, you know something
yeah.
about them.
You build a profile, yeah.
You do build a profile. Well, I think a crazy person was driving the car I saw yesterday, walking through the parking lot at a department store, and they had a bumper sticker on their car that said, "Mount St. Helens was an inside job."
What?
With a website underneath it. And I was like, "Let me write that down." Sure enough, there is a conspiracy out there that Mount St. Helens was an inside job. And they make some points about it. But I didn't even know really about Mount St. Helens. 50 people died back in the 80s. Worst mm-hmm. volcanic incident in the United States.
Yeah.
They think it's an inside job. That's a crazy person.
You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.